This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To the town of
our, you know, we need to make sure we really fully support the good members of Congress that we have, which is sadly very few, but we really need to get behind them and pray for them and reassure them that we love them and we're praying for them and we support their work, never give up. Marjorie Taylor Greene is one of them, and here she is calling out Lindsey Graham on his Democrat leanings on gun control in clip 7.
So here's what I've been asking everyone to do. I'm asking everyone to call Senator Lindsey Graham's office, 202-224-5972. Call Senator Graham and tell him to stop helping Joe Biden destroy your freedoms, take away your gun rights, and burn this country down. Tell Senator Lindsey Graham to be a Republican and to do his job in the Senate, that is, hold the line and vote no to Joe Biden's red flag gun confiscation bill.
Guys, you heard it from the Congresswoman right there. She is fired up. I can tell you that she treats every single day when it comes to the Second Amendment like our last. She's fighting. She's pushing in the House. She has some great colleagues as well who are pushing as well. But that fight is over in the Senate. Make the call to Lindsey Graham's office. Make the call to your senator's offices. Go to StopRedFlags.com. Keep the heat on. Yes, there's big fights in the House this week, but also the big showdown battle is over in the Senate. Congresswoman, I know you got a busy day. You're running all over town fighting for our rights, really. And we appreciate you coming on. And just keep up the fight.
Marjorie.
Well, thank you for being here, Patrick.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
For doing the work that you're doing. Training to be activists and show them how to get out there and really talk to their representatives, their senators, and do the lobbying work themselves. I think they would enjoy it.
All right, guys. You heard her. Take action. Keep the pressure on. And let's win this fight. Thanks.
Thank you.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. What a just an absolute champion for freedom. God bless Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for Marjorie Taylor Greene. And thank you, God, for Chip Roy as well. Here's Chip Roy calling out Joe Biden in clip 5.
I thank the speaker. Notice my colleague from Texas down here a little bit earlier talking about the tragedy in Uvalde. And I can tell you, somebody who represents Central Texas and a district and a county that shares a border with Uvalde County, it hits close to home. But I would note that the President of the United States and my colleagues have suddenly found Uvalde in South Texas on a map. When we've got 15,000 people in a caravan coming to Texas, we have 700 and some people, migrants who have died along the border. We have body morgues, mobile morgues being used in South Texas along the Rio Grande. And now suddenly, to go exploit a tragedy for political purposes, my colleagues on the other side of the aisle can find Uvalde on a map. Because they sure as hell haven't been able to find Uvalde on a map over the last year and a half of this administration. We'll have more to talk this week about the politicization of this tragedy in Uvalde and targeting the pretext and the false use by my colleague from Texas of, quote, automatic weapons as opposed to semi-automatic weapons. But let's be clear. Our borders remain wide open and Americans are dying in droves, hundreds and thousands of people across this country who are dying because of open borders. We'll talk about this week. I yield back.
You know, I've had the opportunity. I don't know if I'd quite call it a privilege to meet our politicians, but I've had the opportunity to meet a lot of our politicians, and I can tell you, Lauren Boebert is a real person. Chip Roy is a real person. Marjorie Taylor Greene is a real person. These are real people. And when I meet Democrats like Al Green, I mean, they're just the fakest people on earth, folks. They're total frauds. They're just total frauds. And they know they're frauds. You can't be a Democrat without being a fraud and a liar. You can't hold these double standards. You can't have these policies unless you're just a total fraud and a liar. You cannot be a Democrat unless you are a lying fraud. We need to encourage more to be like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massey and Chip Roy and Lauren Boebert and Matt Gaetz. We've probably got maybe 25. Maybe 25 real patriots, real good, honest people that are actually upholding their oath to the Constitution. We might have about 25 of them in Congress, and we need to be praying for them every night, and we need to be praying that reinforcements come for them every night, and we need to make sure that we prop up the right people heading into this midterm, that we do get reinforcement for those great patriots.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones is right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And don't forget now, but how could you forget? I forgot to tell you that Clay Clark is coming up in 30 minutes, and then he's going to be hosting the third hour of the Alex Jones Show today. He's got great guests coming up. Paul Joseph Watson hosting the fourth hour, and then I'll be back hosting the War Room later this afternoon as well. But ladies and gentlemen, let me just explain something here. You know, Alex Jones being out is kind of like the Bulls without Michael Jordan. Interest is down, ticket sales are down, victories are down. And so when Alex takes a vacation and I fill in, a lot of people tune out when they see me hosting, hear me hosting, and a lot of people don't go to the website, a lot of people don't go and shop at InfoWarsStore.com. So call it the Michael Jordan Bulls phenomenon. When Jordan isn't on the Bulls, people lose interest drastically. Sales and everything goes down. So folks, I'm asking you to pick up the losses here for me. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. We make it easy for you. The supplements are the best supplements you're going to find on the market. We've got them at deep discounts right now, part of the InfoWars Super Summer Sale, up to 60% off top-selling, top-rated supplements, plus double Patriot points. We've got the new COVID Land DVD. We've got 2,000 Mules DVD. We've still got plenty of the limited edition InfoWars Gold Bar card. That's all at InfoWarsStore.com. But, folks, give Alex a little bit of he's done pretty well so far. He's really, I think, enjoyed his time off, and we're not hearing as much from him as we normally are. So, hey, that's good. I hope Alex is enjoying his time off. But, folks, do me a favor. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. If you don't like supplements, I know you use toothpaste. I know you brush your teeth every night. We've got the best toothpaste at the best price. I love the Coral toothpaste that we have. It is my favorite toothpaste. It's not even close. It's also on sale right now, discounted, at InfoWarsStore.com. So just do me a favor. Ticket sales are down because Jordan's out. So do me a favor. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get yourself a tube of the Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste. You're going to love it. It's going to be your favorite toothpaste. And you support the InfoWar at the same time. And I'm telling you, it would make Alex rest a lot easier if he sees that the sales numbers have not totally plummeted since he took some time off. So, InfoWarsStore.com. Or, we all know about the food shortages and the hyperinflation and the depression that we're entering now because of the Great Reset and because of Joe Biden and Democrat Party policy. So, you may want to go to PrepareToday.com. You may want to go to PrepareToday.com to load up on storable foods and other preparedness and emergency items to be prepared for the worst. Because let me tell you, Joe Biden is pretty much the worst. The Democrat Party is pretty much the worst. The Build Back Better, Great Reset, pretty much the worst. So are you prepared for the worst? You better be. PrepareToday.com is the solution. So again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm asking you to do me a favor, do Alex a favor. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Make some purchases. Keep InfoWars going strong so that even though Michael Jordan is out, we're still generating good revenue to keep this franchise winning. Keep this franchise winning. All right. Tulsi Gabbard. It's really too bad she's not in Congress anymore, but she was on with Jesse Waters last night, and she was talking about the double standard in the Democrat Party and how much it ticks her off in clip 16.
Congresswoman, how does it make you feel when you see people just get away with things? If your mugshot was out from a DUI, mine, come on, it would be out there. Or you smoke crack, waved around a loaded hot gun in front of a prostitute. You think you'd be able to get away with that, Tulsi?
The answer is no, but also I would never do any of those
right
things. First of all, let's just put that out there straight.
Thanks for clearing that up.
It pisses me off, you know. It is this double standard that you're talking about between those in power and then there's the rest of us. We see it in all the examples that you showed here. We see it with this insider trading that Pelosi does and has been doing for quite some time, but is also very blatantly advocating for. I introduced legislation in Congress to prohibit members of Congress and their spouses from trading in stocks, period, for even any perception of insider trading, because your job is to serve the people and not, you know, cushion your own bank account. But you know, one of the hypocritical things I see, you pointed out a number of them, one of the hypocritical things I see here is that President Biden and his administration take a lot of time touting how great our democracy is around the world and how we follow the rule of law and so on and so forth, and that autocracies with oligarchs should look to us to copy what we do, and yet we have this living example of the oligarchs of America in people like Pelosi and Joe Biden and Hunter Biden showing exactly what our democracy should not be.
If you're some king or some psycho autocrat and you see some of the crooked stuff that's going on in this country with Hunter, the money, with Pauly P, all this stuff, you got political opponents being shackled with leg irons hauled off a plane. Come on. You can't make hay out of that in a little propaganda piece.
Exactly. And if you describe that without talking about names or where it was taking place, that's what a normal person would think. Like, what foreign country is this happening in? Because that's not the America our founders envisioned for us. That's not what we are supposed to be about in this country. And that's where it's so disheartening to see that the very people we have in charge are the ones dishonoring that vision our founders had and abusing that power.
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't get the mugshot, so we had to do a sketch. Okay. Some of the producers put together a sketch of what we think maybe the mugshot would look like. And we'll show that for you. We put it up earlier in the week. And this Amanda woman who runs the California Highway Patrol.
I've got news on her coming up.
You can't have someone, there she is, you can't have someone arrested. And if you know, their number's up. If you're as interested in we are in getting the mugshot and the body cam footage, you know, that's how you contact her. It's a political position. She obviously knows she's got a little hot potato sitting in the department's office. And she can't not know that they're not releasing it. I mean, we've been banging the door down. So what is she hiding?
Yeah, I mean, that is the real question. When you're showing that picture and you're looking at this person who's in a leadership position of those who wear the uniform, who are charged with enforcing the law, and you see this intentional cover up, you see this very direct and blatant abuse of power, is exactly why people start to lose faith and trust in these institutions that are supposed to represent the rule of law and that are supposed to represent the best public interest, not the interest of Nancy Pelosi and her husband.
All right. Tulsi Gabbard, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jesse.
All right. Coming up.
So there you go. Man, now you see why they kept Tulsi Gabbard off the Democrat debate stage. Remember that? Remember Tulsi running for president as a Democrat? They kept her off the debate stage? Yeah. I think it's pretty obvious. We know why. Is Tulsi Gabbard perfect? Absolutely not. Do I agree with all of her stances? Absolutely not. But is she a complete, dishonest, lying criminal like most Democrats? Absolutely not. And that's why they kept her off the debate stage. That's why they couldn't let Tulsi Gabbard have her time. Maybe she'll try to come back. But see, they let Bernie Sanders get his time because they know at the end of the day, Bernie Sanders is going to lay down to whatever the Democrats want him to do. But I've got other news updates coming in the next segment in regards to what she was just talking about with the double standards. But quickly here, we do have multiple caravans heading to the southern border. Here's an image of one of them that's on the way. There's multiple caravans like this, 10,000 plus strong. They're all on their way. 10,000 people a day illegally cross the U.S. border. The Border Patrol under Biden is actually just a trafficking organization now. It's actually just a human trafficking element now. And I'm not blaming Border Patrol. They were put in this position. But here's Beto O'Rourke. He's on the campaign trail in clip three. Beto, I'm going to start calling him Bob O'Rourke. That's his real name. Bob O'Rourke, how are we looking there at the southern border?
We all agree that we want the border to be better. In fact, I think the border is pretty great right now.
Oh, okay. So 2 million illegal immigrant entries a year. 2 million criminal illegal immigrant entries a year is a good thing, according to Bob O'Rourke. Bob O'Rourke, running for governor. You know why they get so mad when you don't call him Beto? Because they know that's a fake name. His name's Bob.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jair Bolsonaro casts doubt on Joe Biden's 2020 election win. He's about to meet with him, too. Oh, really? You mean the guy that couldn't fill a broom closet? The guy that had to cancel presidential debates? The guy who got called out for being racist and too old on the Democrat debate stage? The guy who didn't ever win a debate? Got more votes than Obama? You believe that, huh? You must be a liberal Democrat if you believe that. Bolsonaro knows better. So, interesting commentary coming from him before he meets with Joe Biden. But, yeah, I mean, if you don't question Joe Biden's election victory, you're a brainwashed fool. But, you know, here's the answer. Otero County, New Mexico, and this may still be live, guys. I actually checked it out this morning, just briefly, but Otero County, New Mexico, meeting live stream now, hearing to remove voting machines from elections. To remove voting machines from elections. That's, again, you know, it's look, there's things that happen in life where the solution to problems are not good, but it's the solution after all, and if you don't enact the solution, well, then the problem is worse, right? So, I mean, here's a personal example. You've got gout or gangrene or something on your leg, and the doctor tells you you're going to have to amputate that leg or it's going to kill you. But do you want to not have a leg? Absolutely not. But do you want to die? No. So you're amputating that leg. School shootings. Okay, we want to stop school shootings. Let's put an armed guard or multiple armed guards at the schools. Do we want that? Do we like that we have to have armed guards at schools? Do we want a military zone in a school? No, absolutely not. But is it going to stop the next school shooting? It will. So we go with it. Same thing with the voting machines. Do we want to hand count ballots? Do we want to do hand counting of millions of paper ballots for our elections? No. We should have technology, and that's very really painstaking, and it takes a long time. We'd rather not do that. But if that's the only way to make sure we have real elections that aren't rigged, then yeah, let's do that. So that's the hearing that's going on right now in New Mexico. Two Utah moms file open records request on election records. Democrats didn't like that. State Lieutenant Governor tips off reporter and blocks them from accessing them and then calls in the feds. Oh, you want to look into Democrats cheating in elections? Don't worry, the feds are going to be breathing down your neck, threatening you the next day. Hunter Biden's hookers. There's plenty of those. Hunter Biden's favorite Las Vegas hooker got $20,000 federal PPP loan for female-owned sole proprietorship after Joe Biden took office. That's an expensive hooker. 20 grand for Hunter's favorite hooker. Do you think Joe got a little side job there, too? Do you think Hunter and Joe are Eskimo brothers? I better stop. Because I could go real dark with that. But I know Hunter is Eskimo brothers with his deceased brother because he was sleeping with his sister-in-law. And Joe Biden said that was a good thing. And, of course, we know about Joe Biden showering with his daughter inappropriately. She wrote about that in her diary. So $20,000 from the government to Hunter Biden's hooker must be great. You know the old movie? It's good to be king, or what's it called, The King and Me, and they have that song, It's Good to Be King. It's good to be a Democrat. It's good to be a Biden. You can rape, pillage, plunder, and nothing happens to you. Like Paul Pelosi. Donald Trump Jr. asked the question, did anyone really believe that Paul Pelosi would face any consequence at all for his DUI crash? Anyone who's been paying attention knows that the rules don't apply to Democrats. They just want you to abide by what they say, not what they do. Recurring theme. And here's some of the numbers. Here's some of the numbers here on perhaps why Paul Pelosi's mugshot and DUI were never a thing, never happened, just completely memory hold. Gavin Newsom appointed California Highway Patrol Commissioner Amanda Ray. She receives more than $250,000 in her yearly salary. She gets bonuses of $76,000 plus a year. And she also receives more than $145,000 in benefits per year. So a yearly salary for the Highway Patrol Commissioner Amanda Ray is almost $500,000. She knows where her bread is buttered. She knows who signs her paychecks. It's the Democrats. Still wonder why Paul Pelosi's DUI case was dropped? Still wonder? Oh, but she's the first black woman. Ooh, first black woman. Has nothing to do with skin color, has nothing to do with woman. It has to do with, are you a good Democrat? Will you protect our own? Will you let Democrats get away with crimes? The answer is yes. The proof is Paul Pelosi. Now, remember, an innocent man, once again, an innocent Democrats going after innocent people left and right. Believe me, I know all about that. I'm one of them. Peter Navarro. Now, folks, this is such a weird thing. So first of all, they go after Peter Navarro for contempt of court because he won't turn over executive records. But here's the problem. Peter Navarro can't turn over executive records. Only Donald Trump can turn over those records. So they demand all these records from Navarro. Peter Navarro, with his lawyers, say, hey, look, maybe they want to cooperate, maybe they don't. But they say, hey, look, all the records you requested, we can't give them to you. We don't have the executive privilege. If you want these records, you have to get them from Donald Trump. You can't get them from us. If we release them to you, that would be illegal. That would be treason. So, no, we're not releasing the executive records. That would be breaking the law. You have to go for Donald Trump. So the Democrats say, okay, you're not going to release the executive records. We're just going to arrest you then and hold you in contempt of court. You won't break the law for Democrats, so they arrest you and hold you in contempt of court. But see, Peter Navarro wasn't intimidated and wasn't silenced. So he was talking to the media. He was doing TV interviews. So now they're gagging him. Biden's DOJ applies for gag order on indicted Trump advisor Peter Navarro over claims he is creating a carnival atmosphere with his media appearances and accusing the FBI of a terrorist strategy. You mean the FBI that tried to kidnap Governor Whitmer? That FBI? Remember they had the Justice for January 6th event earlier this year, and there are some Trump supporters out there. And the Capitol Police were so desperate to find an armed Trump supporter, they arrested a couple armed individuals at the Justice for J6 rally. The problem was, they were feds. Feds! So now they're so afraid of Peter Navarro talking that they're trying to have a gag order placed on him. What? Folks, we're not in America anymore. We're in an authoritarian dictatorship with an evil, corrupt entity, a terroristic hate group called the Democrat Party. And they're purging anyone that's not a Democrat from the
I want to take a minute out to address the viewers and listeners of InfoWars and to remind you that we've been vindicated and that world government and its tyrannical aim of depopulation is now out in the open. Everything you and I have done together has been historic. And we cannot continue in this fight without your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history right now, while you still can, to get the third and final coin in the Founding Member Coin Series, the Come and Take It Free Men Bear Arms Coins at 1776coin.com. In just a few days, this coin will be gone forever, and and you will have the coin in your possession and know you helped InfoWars stay on air at the most critical time in our 28-year history. So I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history and to get this historic memento that keeps us on air at InfoWarsStore.com or 1776coin.com while you still can.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to this live Thursday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer is about to take over with more breaking news and guests and your calls here in a moment. But I wanted to just make a very, very important and a very exciting announcement. We're living in critical times. We're living in historic times. But I can tell you that while I'm on the road, the public is even more awake than they've ever been. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, you name it. I have been mobbed while I've been on the road on this business trip here on the West Coast. And it has been just very, very heartening to see this happen. Almost everybody I talk to says, hey, because the mainstream media attacked you and demonized you, I went to check out who you were in the last few years and researched what you were saying and found out it was true, and now I'm telling everybody else about the broadcast. They said, when the system is so corrupt and so evil and they're attacking somebody, we know you must be good. And then we went and checked you out and found out you were. So the good news is people are really waking up. The bad news is the globalists know that, and they're making their move right now. Now, that said, they have a plan to slowly cut off the food and the energy. We're already deep into that operation to bring people to their knees so they can bring in their Great Reset and their Build Back Better program. That's why we've got to continue to expose their agenda, and that it's the Davos Group and the globalists that are behind this, or they'll be able to pose as the saviors and sell the next leg of their operation. Now, everybody knows that. You don't need me to tell you that. But the point is, the general public has not completely figured that out yet. When they do, it's game over for the New World Order. Now, here's a really important announcement I want to make. We've been selling high-quality, storable food for over a decade. We've been partnered with My Patriot Supply, the biggest and best outfit out there, with quality food, the lowest price you're going to find to get quality food. You can find stuff that's cheaper, but it's not nearly as good, and they almost always make you wait months to get it, and in many cases, you don't even get it. With My Patriot, you get it. That's because they've got warehouses all over the U.S. They buy food a year out with their contracts. They have been pre-positioned to not have to raise prices while everybody else has been having to raise prices. The last time they raised prices was just a little bit a year ago. They are going to have to raise prices soon because the inflation, as you know, and the food shortages are accelerating. But they have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of quality food items in stock, stockpiled. And for the next few months, they are going to be able to ship within days. Current orders coming in to preparetoday.com are shipping within 24 hours. Unless you order like on a Saturday, then it'll be 48 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to take action right now. This funds the operation, but that's secondary. The system wants you dependent on them, and the only way to beat inflation is to buy high-quality, storable food and other items that you can use in the future that you buy at a lower price today. So, it's streamlined. It's all on one site. They run the whole thing. It's their entire back end. It's their entire spectrum of products, hundreds and hundreds of not just high-quality, horrible foods, but other preparedness and survival items at the lowest prices you're going to find, because they are able to buy it in bulk and then pass those savings on to you. So this is a total 360 win. Go to preparetoday.com or follow the link, preparewithalex.com. That also takes you there, and you will find all these great items that are ready to ship to you right now. So you'll save money on inflation, you'll be prepared and not dependent on the system, and you'll help keep InfoWars on the air at this critical time at preparetoday.com. Now, in a few months, there may be a couple week wait to get your food. And that's why the last 3 months I stopped promoting food, because a wait was developing for the first time in many years. Most places are completely sold out and can't even really take your order. Now the food is in stock, it's stockpiled, it's been processed, and it's ready to ship to you very, very quickly at, again, preparetoday.com. Hyperinflation is expanding. Food shortages are increasing. The baby formula is just the beginning. Dozens and dozens of plants have been burned up or exploded. Not just here, but also in Europe. This is a strategic globalist plan to bring down civilization, and they think we're going to be caught flat-footed, but our listeners are not. So again, a 360 win at preparetoday.com. Also, you can visit InfoWarsStore.com. There's a link to the site there. But we are not selling the food now at InfoWarsStore.com. That way, we don't have to take the order and then have them drop ship it. That way, it goes right through preparetoday.com, but then InfoWars gets the credit and some of the fun and keep us on air. So please go to preparetoday.com. And I'm going to hand the baton back to Owen Schroyer live from Austin, Texas.
Thank you, Alex. And we're back here live in the InfoWars World Headquarters. And I've got Clay Clark with me for this and the next segment, and then he's going to be taking over hosting the third hour with a great guest, Dr. Jim Meehan. Wow, Clay, so much developing right now. I do have some questions, some vaccine topics, some monkeypox topics for you, but what's on your radar? What's your big story at Thrive Time Show?
Well, you know, I want to get prepared for your audience, so I had 17 talking points ready to go. I'll just hit a couple of them. The first one is there's this document called the Nuclear Threat Initiative, an organization called the Nuclear Threat Initiative that put out a document, which all your listeners, go there right now. Go to timetofreeamerica.com and click on the monkey face button. There's a face of a monkey. You click the monkey face. It's the monkeypox button. And you click there, and you can read the document that was created by the Nuclear Threat Initiative 15 months ago. And this particular document, when you click it, if you go to page 12, it says that there will be a monkeypox outbreak beginning in America, beginning in the world. You'll start to see it in the world beginning May 15th of 2022. And then starting June 5th of 2022, it will reach an all-out outbreak status. And so in disbelief, oh, and this was sent to me 12 months ago, and I didn't want to believe it. I received it from a listener, and I read the document, and I thought, well, I'm going to look into this organization. It was founded 21 years ago. It's funded by Bill and Melinda Gates. It was allegedly started by Ted Turner, and this organization is located in Washington, D.C., and so I read the document, and I thought, you know what? I'm not even going to go down there. I don't want to scare people. I don't want to talk about monkeypox and the next outbreak until we get through the COVID outbreak. And let's just see if this actually happens. And then Carter, to my right, you work in our office. Carter helps process ticket requests. And Carter, lo and behold, what started happening about 2 weeks ago as it relates to monkeypox?
Oh, a lot of stories started popping up about, you know, monkeypox outbreak here, monkeypox outbreak there.
And it's happening everywhere. And so all of a sudden, if you go to Google right now or DuckDuckGo and you type monkeypox and you click on news, you're going to see that's the story. And oh, and I'm going to tell your listeners out there, this is the argument that's being made right now. The World Health Organization is saying that they have teamed up with all these countries, these strategic partners, and they've all agreed that in the event of an outbreak of any kind, they all need to team up together to stop an outbreak, no matter where in the world the outbreak begins. Because an outbreak in any country is a threat to all countries. And so therefore, the World Health Organization is setting up the narrative to deploy foreign assets into sovereign nations to stop the spread of a monkeypox outbreak. And so right now, people are going to timetofreeamerica.com, and they're asking me, they're saying, are you still going to do the Reawaken America tour in Virginia? I mean, I know you guys have a packed lineup, and Zelenko's coming, and Eric Trump's coming, but what about monkeypox? But Carter, we're going to do the event regardless of monkeypox.
Right.
Well, and let's be clear here, Clay. They're lying. The World Health Organization is lying because monkeypox is a regular thing in Africa. You go look at Africa right now, there's all kinds of cases of monkeypox. There has been for years. But, you know, I'm going to add another little element to your thought process here. It comes off of this headline. Monkeypox patient says he caught virus after having gay sex with around 10 new partners. Monkeypox outbreak linked to gay sex during Gay Pride Month? I don't know. Maybe just another coincidence.
Well, oh, and I always tell my office staff, I say, guys, there's two rules, okay? One, be on time to work, and two, don't engage in illicit gay sex because it may cause monkeypox. So that's a rule. We feel safe about that here at the Thrive Time Show. We feel good about it, but I encourage everybody out there, don't engage in homosexual, bisexual orgies, especially with somebody who has monkeypox. That's just a kind of a pro tip there. And be on time to work. Oh, and I can't wait to harass your listeners after the break.
We'll be right back with Clay Clark.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in. Clay Clark is with us. Dr. Jim Meehan is with us. ThriveTimeShow.com is where you can find them. So many other great sources Clay has, the host of the Reawaken America Tour, to inform Americans. And, you know, another, we're talking about monkeypox. Is this going to be the new thing they use to control people? And it seems that they're covering their tracks better this time. Here's an example. NIH erased webpage details. Monkeypox vaccine bioterror research praised by Anthony Fauci. So when they launched their fake COVID pandemic, we had all the paper trails leading back to Fauci and the Wuhan lab and everything else. Well, now it seems they're quickly erasing the paper trails of all their monkeypox research and their monkeypox vaccine research and everything. When the case is there's a monkeypox outbreak, we won't be able to go back and find all the evidence that, like we found with COVID, it goes right to the lab, it goes right to Fauci. Your thoughts on this, Clay Clark and Dr. Jim Meehan with us now.
Well, I think what's happening here is Dr. Jim Meehan to my right, how he and I really got connected is that I had listeners who listened to our Thrive Time show, and we were one of the top talk business radio shows in Tulsa, Oklahoma for three consecutive years, running opposite of Rush Limbaugh. on a different station, and our listeners would start to call me, and they would say, hey, I recognize that you're saying the models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die from COVID, those are false. The PCR test, the polymerase chain reaction tests, are falsely calibrated, and that COVID-19 is 100% treatable with budesonide, ivermectin, and hydroxychloroquine. People said, you're the only show that I know on the radio that's talking about this. However, I can't find a freaking doctor that's willing to treat my wife or myself if I have COVID-19. So Dr. Meehan here from MeehanMD.com, he treated over 10,000 COVID patients with zero deaths, and now the phone started to ring about monkeypox. And so Dr. Meehan has the research he's been doing for over 20 years that a lot of it he's downloaded and he's archived. He has the PDF. So in the event that they try to remove the evidence, he has this. But this is clearly part of a plandemic that everybody can read. You can read the documentation. You can see the plan by going to time2freeamerica.com and clicking on the monkeypox button. Dr. Meehan, what do you think about this monkeypox outbreak?
Well, personally, I think it's a distraction. It's an intermediary, as they were losing the narrative with coronavirus, as we were all tiring of the nonsense, the lockdowns, the masking, and everything that was the science was eventually the truth was outing the fact that everything that they were doing was wrong, that they lost that narrative. So here comes monkeypox. It's a very good, you know, fear-mongering virus to use, because it's got those ugly pictures of those horrible pustules.
Mm.
But it's not highly transmissible. It's a large DNA virus. It's not going to – it really is only going to transmit during the infectious phase. There is no asymptomatic spread. By the way, there is no asymptomatic spread for coronavirus either. That's another part of the narrative that was debunked by real science.
Mm.
So it's – but it's ugly, and it plays well in the mainstream media. I think they've got something else coming, because – The people that paid and perpetrated the crime are still running the show. Anthony Fauci, the CDC, and all of those operatives are still in place running the show, funding the gain-of-function research. They've got bio labs, perhaps 30 of them, that they're trying to protect in Ukraine. I don't know, hypothesis, opinion, but they've got bio labs that are still working on these,
now, Owen,
these problems.
Owen, I have something funny for you. I know you mentioned that they're doing a better job of covering their tracks, but I have sort of a funny example of maybe how they're not doing as good of a job as maybe they should be doing. On June 1st, Tedros hosted a monkeypox outbreak press conference. And by the way, folks, we have some new characters we're going to have to get to know. We got to know Burks before, and we got to know Fauci. But now we all need to get good at our impersonating Tedros, because Tedros is now the hype man for the Great Reset.
Yeah.
So he says, we're here to talk about the monkeypox, and then I turn to my esteemed colleague, Dr. Michael Ryan. And Dr. Michael Ryan, there's a 53-minute press conference. You can go watch it right now on YouTube. Type in World Health Organization. You can watch the press conference. He only gets to speak for 4 minutes, and this dude is fired up, okay? So, Owen, listen to what he says, Dr. Michael Ryan of the World Health Organization. Listen to what he said out loud during less than a minute. Watch this.
Watch this healthy individual.
This is not about stealing sovereignty from countries. This is about countries coming together to solve problems together. We've seen the climate change. We see with pandemics. There is no national solution to these. We need strong national systems, and we need strong national commitments. On climate change, we just need strong national commitments and preparedness. But that's not enough. We need to be able to come together at a global level and make the necessary commitments to do the preparedness, to do the prevention, to get ourselves ready, and to respond effectively in the next pandemic. That requires a degree.
Now, remember, they're saying we're here to talk. Listen, this is Tedros tees up the press conference by saying this.
Now for an update on monkeypox.
And then they go over to Dr. Michael Ryan. And you know they said, listen, please avoid the keywords world takeover. You know this is being transcribed. Please don't say world takeover. This is what he says. Listen to this.
And there is no question of any loss of sovereignty or any play by global powers to take over the world. This is not what this is about.
He just said it. He said it.
It's so ridiculous, because that's literally what they're doing. They're up here proposing that exact same thing. It's like, I can't even think of a more ridiculous example. It's on its face. It's like, here we're having meetings talking about how we can have a global government and global health response. And by the way, look at how we locked them down in Australia. Look at how we locked them down in China. Look at how we locked them down in Canada. Look at how we shut down the businesses. But we're not taking away your sovereignty. Come on, man.
We're here to talk about the monkeypox. Dr. Ryan, back to you. And Dr. Ryan's like, we're not here to talk about taking over the world.
Yeah, this isn't we're about not here stealing to your sovereignty.
Well, we're here, and they're going, you know, they're saying, stop it. We just talked about
let me
this.
Just, let me just stop both of you right there, because you guys are about to take over and host the next hour, and so I know you've got a bunch of content. Let me just try to massage your thought here and get a response from you, because what do you think is really going on? They know what they're doing.
Yes.
They know we know what they're doing. And so that's why they're trying to cover up and lie about it. I mean, how bad do you think it really is? Do you think that they've already determined, look, the world economic system is collapsing, so let's just speed it up, let's collapse it ourselves, and then we'll sit on top of the rubble, we'll call it the Great Reset, Build Back Better, whatever. Or, what do you think is really driving all of this? Because let's assume they're lying, because that's all they've done. So what do you think is really driving this?
I got a 30-second little pithy response, and I'll let Dr. Meehan break it down. But this is big. Michael Jordan got to a point of his game, at the peak of his game, okay, where he was so confident that he would actually tell people, I am interested. It's all documented. He'll tell someone, I'm going to shoot the next free throw with my eyes closed. I am going to drive left on you. I will now drive right on you. And he was so confident in his game that he felt like he could just tell you what he was going to do and could impose his will upon you. Ray Lewis was like that as a linebacker. Tom Brady, to a certain extent, was like that. There's a certain level of confidence people have, okay? So that would be on the emotional level. The second is there's a guy by the name of Robin Bullock. He's one of the few prophets that I know willing to call out Yuval Noah Harari. He's a pastor who openly speaks about Yuval Noah Harari, Klaus Schwab, CERN. He might be a great guest for your show at some point. But he actually talks about how in the satanic realm, the year 2022 is like their Super Bowl. This is the year they've been planning on, pushing on. They want to implement the implementation of the Great Reset now. They want to implement the dark side. They call it dark side or dark seed if you read the Jack Kirby comic series. But this was a plan launched in 1971. The World Economic Forum was founded in 1971. We got off the gold standard in 1971. Both things happened per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger. They launched a 50-year plan, and their Super Bowl is right now. But Dr. Meehan, I'd love to get your thoughts.
Yeah, well, my thoughts are they're not confident. They're just Machiavellian sociopaths.
Oh.
They are determined to get this mass surveillance system in place. This is another reason to fearmonger. This is another example of just waves of fearmongering to control the population, to terrorize them into a place of isolation again. They're reimplementing the mask mandates, all the things that didn't work before. They're going to try to foist upon us again, and they're consolidating power. Waves of fear. This is a distraction. I'm worried about what comes next, and I think what comes next will hit us in September or October. It'll be another weaponized virus, and here it comes again. But it's all about this mass surveillance. What they need is the tech to connect us to the hive mind, to know where we are, what we're doing, and be able to control the population from that standpoint. This is just another way to drive into that end game for them.
And back to that hive mind thing briefly here. Yuval Noah Harari, he said this out loud during an interview. They said, what's COVID-19 really all about? And he said this out loud.
The COVID-19 crisis could be a really watershed moment, a moment of significant change in the history of surveillance, because surveillance is being revolutionized, transformed from over-the-skin surveillance to under-the-skin surveillance.
Yeah. And let's just go to break like this and you guys take over. First, they have to convince you you have a virus and must be controlled. Then they'll convince you you are the virus and must be controlled and eradicated. That's the process we're in. Clay Clark, Dr. Jim Meehan, you guys take over.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.